You'd have to ask him, but it was definitely easier calling those plays too. And he just went right down. It was fun. He looked poised as can be, and something we walk through it every day. You never really get full speed reps during the season at 2 minutes. Stuff, guys are just too tired. But that was a great drive at the end.
Went from only having a minute left to all of a sudden having to manage the clock. It seemed like a blink of an eye. Was it? You almost have to like rub your eyes on the sidelines.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, you're nervous about getting down, and then all of a sudden you get down there and you want to run the clock out. But it's the stuff you work on a lot. You know, you just always do a walkthrough type tempo, and it was fun to pull one off live.
Off the momentum, game to game. What's being built here? What are we seeing happening here, you think?
Well, I mean, I've just been most proud of our guys because being able to not let adversity affect them. And I feel like that's affected us a lot throughout this year. But in these last three games, you know, by no means at all have they gone perfect. You know, we've had lulls in all three phases. At sometimes we've had some bad penalties at some real bad times, and we've had some turnovers at some inopportune times. But guys have stayed the same throughout the game. They haven't let it get to them. I think they've been pretty resilient, and they fought to the end. And I think that's one of the reasons we pulled out four out of our last five.
Have you seen a better game from a kicker than Robbie Gould? And what do you think about his season?
I think Robbie's, playing as good as anyone I've had. I mean, it's, when he goes out there, I never think he's going to miss it. You know, he's been automatic, and, I'm glad he's not getting too fatigued. I wish we didn't have to use him so much. I wish we were scoring touchdowns more, but the fact that every time we don't, he makes it, he's been unbelievable this year.
Kyle mentioned making it easier for you to call certain plays. Are you finding your rhythm as a play caller in these last three games with Jimmy?
I was just joking about that too, but... it's definitely Jimmy's a lot of it, but it's also everyone. I mean, when you can stay out there longer, that's how you get into rhythm. You know, if you look at the stat sheet, which I just did before I came in, we didn't run the ball very well in terms of yards per carry, but we were still able to get a number of runs called. And when you do that, today it was because how good we did on third down. And you stay on the field and you have a bunch of long drives, and that's easiest for me to get in a rhythm when we get a number of plays and you actually have a chance to set some things up and get them a little bit off balance, and that's when it gets fun. And it's tough when you go three and out.
I was going to say that your team seems to just be completely, not relaxed maybe, but so confident with this guy.
Quarterback. I mean,
you talked a little bit about that. Can you just expand on that? What that means after what you went through earlier this season?
I think when you win, you get more confidence. You know, you like to say you could just talk yourself into it, but, that happens from experiencing success. And, we got our first win versus the Giants, and, I thought our team was, I thought our team was real confident going into that bye week and pretty excited. And, when we came back, that's what was so disappointing about that Seattle game. I thought that was one of our harder losses this year. And then we went to Chicago, and, we ended up kicking five field goals or whatever it was, which you're not totally ecstatic about, but we ended up coming off and winning that game. And then it led to Houston, and I thought we got better versus Houston. I thought we were better today. And, obviously the guys believe in Jimmy, and they know he can make some plays. And I think everyone can see that, but it's they're all believing in each other, too, and they've gotten better each week.
You talked about Kendrick Bourne in the game he had today.
Yeah, I was real happy for Kendrick. Kendrick, he got a late start here. Missing all of OTAs and stuff with his semester scheduling. Came in during training camp. Was really on the outside looking in for a while because it just took him a while to pick it up, having such a late start. But he was a guy we were scared to lose, so we kept him on our roster instead of putting him on practice squad. And took him a while to get ready. And then once we lost Pierre, he had to be ready. And he's gotten better each week. He's made some big plays for us. He did a great job today beating man coverage and made some plays after the catch. And I was real happy for him. He's been working real hard all year to get into this situation.
Does your confidence in Robbie have to do with why you ran in on second down there at the end as opposed to throwing it with one time out?
Yeah, definitely. I feel Robbie's going to make it there. And, we did throw it once and we took a shot to Keese on the go. You never know what you're going to get. And but you also don't want to threaten getting a holding call or anything like that. A lot of bad stuff can happen. So, we took our shot with that one pass, and, we knew we were good before that play. And after we didn't get that, we decided to run it, see if we could get a little bit more. And Robbie came on and did his job.
Do you have any yardage number you need to get under for Robbie? Do you think 55? Would you have any kind of?
Yeah, usually that 35 area is where we're going. And, always we'll attempt it there. If need be, which you would on the last play of the game, obviously. But 30 is the spot I feel the best about.
Robbie, you, Marquise Goodwin, was that an issue early on? early in the season, maybe with dropping some passes, but 10 of 13 today on targets, a lot. And he's averaging over 100 yards a game the last three. Can you just talk about what he's meant to the offense since Jimmy got here?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. You know, I think he's taken a huge jump throughout this year. And, you know, we put a lot of pressure on Keese going into this year. You know, he had never started before, and we brought him here to do that for us. And, you know, he had some up and down times at the beginning. By no means would I say he played bad, but he just wasn't as consistent. And he's fought through that. And, you know, anytime you see guys who go out there and they get the pressure starting, you know, all of them are going to have some successes, some failures, and it's just how do they respond to it. And I've been real impressed with Keese because, you know, as you guys can all see in the second half of the year, he's, especially when Pierre down, he's really taken a lot on his shoulders. He's been through a lot, and he's responded well. You guys see it on the field. We see it in practice throughout the week. He's turned into a true pro, and he's playing like a legit starter.
Steve, do you want to stay with the run game just to give Jimmy a little balance and also a little more time possibly with the play action?
Yeah, both. You know, it's we always try to be 50-50 in normal situations with first, second down and non-second alongs and non-2-minute situations. So that's always our goal, and whether you're doing it good or not, that's the goal because it helps everyone, not just the quarterback, but the offensive line gets the receiver some better looks. So even when you're not running it well, if you have confidence in how you're going to do on third down and things like that, you still try your hardest to stick with it, which is a challenge for a play caller, but you try your hardest because if you become one-dimensional versus any team in this league, it makes it very difficult. I think he just got a stinger. I didn't get a chance to go, but I know he came out for one play, and he was back in the next.
You know, having Jimmy out
there, he started three games. I know his career, he doesn't
have 10 NFL starts, but it doesn't seem like he's kind of a guy that is a rookie in the sense that, you know, he's studied so much. I mean, what does that mean to you to be able to coach a guy who came here from a system that was obviously the best in football?
I mean, it's been great so far. You never know until you get out there. And you know, I studied him a ton on tape from college and the limited games he had played in the NFL. So that's all you can go off of, except, you know, you talk to people and you hear things. But he's always looking on tape in those few games, where it was 1.5 games in the NFL, some preseason games. And you hope to see that each week, but you never know until you start to play. And he's been just as good as advertised, if not better. Really have enjoyed working with him. And I've enjoyed game day with him. It gets a little bit easier for both of us each week, and hopefully that'll continue.
Is there anything he's done that's unusual that kind of like, whoa, I expected maybe this was going to happen? But
Yeah, just some of the plays that some of the off-schedule plays he's made, I think, has been pretty impressive. You know, there's been a couple times where just, you know, especially earlier on where he ends up looking the wrong way, where you think it's going to be a rough outcome, and he ends up just finding a way still to make a play even when he's a little bit unsure. And I think when you have that arm talent and can make quick decisions, he's always got a chance.
What about more? What do you attribute the yards per carry to in this particular game?
Going against a good defense. I think they're pretty good against the run. I want to say they blitzed us more today than I've ever been blitzed in my career, and definitely more than I've seen on tape from them. Going against Dick for a long time. So, you know, they had a bunch of run blitzes, which makes it going to be in your head against a wall a lot. And when you do that, if you stick with it, you hope to eventually crease through there and get a long one, and then that changes everything. But if you never get that long one, going against some tough looks, that's going to be the result.
What kind of explanation did you get on the offensive pass
unit? They told me they thought he was blocking downfield.
Now, from a personal standpoint, I'm just curious to know if you had much – conversation with your dad after these games? Do you get feedback from him? Does he give you suggestions? I mean, obviously you grew up at his knee watching this game.
Yeah, it's, you know, my relationship with my dad has really been, really has been the same since I played football, going back to high school. I mean, that's something him and I talk about all the time. So whether I was a high school or college player or a quality control position coach coordinator, you know, I enjoy talking football with my parents, and he definitely knows a little bit, so it helps for me to talk with him too.
We have a conversation after today's game and talk about any
specific? Possibly. Depends what time we get home, and hopefully we'll be celebrating a little bit tonight. So, but eventually I'll get to it. If not, I'll definitely have some missed calls for tomorrow.
Garoppolo's demeanor from afar, he seems to be pretty cool in most situations. And they're on the field, off the field. What's your observation?
I agree. He's very composed, doesn't seem too high or too low. And I think for the quarterback position, there's a lot of thinking involved. You got to be poised. You got to stay poised under pressure, and you got a lot of guys coming after you too. So you need the grit to hang in there and everything. But there's a lot of thinking that's involved, and sometimes you get a little too amped up and things, and your brain doesn't work quite as well. And he does a great job of balancing both.